Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in to the FTI Combat Sports Show here on the FTI Network. My name is Chris Asbrock. I'm joined here, as always, by Jin Kim.
How's it going?
Well, we are back for another episode. It's been a couple weeks. We've had some things come up, you know, work, and actually a member of our staff, you guys know Kirk Metzler. He got married, was it last
week?
No.
Last for-
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Not this for, yeah, 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
He got married. So we want to send out a nice big congratulations to Kirk and his lovely bride, Kelly. So that's why we just, you know, a lot of things have been going on, especially with work and everything like that. Been busy. But we are back here to preview, to me, what is a very stacked card in UFC 181 this upcoming weekend. I mean, UFC 181, Hendricks Lawler, too. It's a good one, my friend. I think it's going to be a... I think it's going to be a great card.
This might be the best fight card of the year. That's how I see it. Two titles on the line.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a... For an event early on in December. See, this is where it's getting to the good parts, because right towards the end of the year and the beginning of the calendar year, you've got some really good... You get some good cards coming. That's exactly what we have here. But I do want to actually bring up one thing that I know you probably really could care less about. I shouldn't say care less about, but Brock Lesnar. I was listening to the MMA report out of Canada. John Pollock. He does a great job out of. He's on a couple of different shows and everything like that. But they were talking. He had a gentleman on. Regarding the and actually let me get his name, because I'm bad with names. I just want to make sure I get it right. But they were talking about Brock Lesnar and how with everything going on here, and the guy's name is Sam Kaplan. He's a former Bellator matchmaker, so I just want to make sure I got that right. But they were talking about Brock Lesnar and how. And I've said the same thing, because I think he's done in WWE. His contract is going to be ending right after WrestleMania. I think he's done. With that being said, I think Bellator's got to go after him.
Do you think USC will let him go?
Well, the interesting part is, on that show, they were talking about apparently when Lesnar retired, he still has fights left on his contract.
Right.
Therefore, you know, how does that work out? I mean, does he have to fulfill, or was there a time frame to where, you know, it expired or anything like that? If that's the case, then, yeah. I mean, Scott Coker said that they're going to make a run at Lesnar.
At Bellator?
Yeah, Scott Coker, CEO of Bellator, said that they're going to be making a run at Lesnar. Now,
I mean, from UFC standpoint, I just don't see them letting him go, because, you know, that's a blockbuster guy. You know, he will bring in fans, pay-per-view.
I guarantee he will headline a UFC pay-per-view in 2015.
Exactly.
Guaranteed he will.
Right. So I just don't see UFC letting him go.
That's
what I
say.
Especially under a contract, you know.
But if I'm... See, and actually, did you hear about the recent news with... UFC, how they signed that deal with Reebok.
Yes.
That right there, the way the fighters are now paid, mm-hmm. It's based off their rankings.
Right. That's great for Reebok, first of all.
Great for Reebok. Yeah. I don't know, if I'm a fighter, I'm not real thrilled about that, because it's going to make it difficult for you to make your money.
Yeah.
Outside of, I mean, it's going to be a tough...
Especially getting sponsorships from different...
Yeah.
Hey, more the better, but still... It's a great job for Reebok to, you know, have UFC with them.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a no brainer for them. They have to. I mean, I think you got to do it. I mean,
I thought if anybody, Under Armour will make a run for the UFC. You know,
yeah,
especially being the you know, sweat proof, you know, clothing lines and stuff like that. But you know, seeing Reebok having this contract, it came out of nowhere for me.
You know,
when I saw the headline, I was like, "You kidding me?"
I mean, there are some good things with it. I mean, because some of these fighters, there was a fighter in the last UFC Fight Night, I believe, who came out without sponsors.
Mm.
You know, so things like that, I feel bad for, you know, for a fighter like that. But that's going to help him out, though, in a situation like this, to where they're going to get paid, and
right.
You know, it's just, I don't know, but. where does this sit for Bellator? I mean, that's good to me. Mm-hmm. To me, if I'm Bellator, I'm going to position myself as, okay, well then, you're going to get paid here.
Right.
Different from, you know, I think this is a great thing for Bellator. I mean, I think they had to be sitting back going, all right, you know, well, hey, let's, you know, let's take advantage of it now. They have to take advantage of the situation now with Reebok and UFC.
But I could see why the other companies, the other brand names, didn't jump on or make a bid for it because, I mean, as you know, MMA especially, there's very limited amount of clothing and a brand name you can represent, you know, having just a box, you know, a trunk. Instead of having shoes, gloves, you know, you name it, like basketball, football, baseball, you get to have the full, you know, outfit for it. Where MMA, you walk in there with a shorts, you got a very limited space.
Exactly.
So to have a Reebok, you know, have Reebok represented by one of them, you know, that's a great news for them. I could see other companies jumping onto Bellator possibly in the future.
Yeah, I think
depending on how the outcome is, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a good. I think it's good for both corporations in this aspect. I mean, or both, you know, both companies. I mean, I think you have to. If I'm Scott Coker, I just think you have to, you know, you have to position yourself. Obviously, you're positioning yourself as something different from, you know, from UFC,
right?
And I think, and that's why I think that they have to make a run. If the, like I said, and with Sam Kaplan, what he stated with Lesnar and the UFC contract, the fact that he still has fights left, Dana White has basically come out and said, when he returns to MMA, it's going to be in the UFC.
Right.
Now, that can mean a couple different things. That just means that they're going to throw a ton of money at him.
Right.
Or that he knows about this part in the deal, which, exactly. I mean, it's Dana
he's
White.
You know,
he's not stupid. That, you know,
he knows everything going on in Las Vegas.
Exactly. That, okay, since he's going to take, you know, he's kind of guaranteeing that kind of thing, you know. So good for him. I mean, but I think that if Bellator is able to land Lesnar.
After the contract's over?
After his WWE, if, depending on what, like, legalities and everything like that with his UFC contract, if they can land him.
Well, depending on how many fights left, I could see Scott Coker making a good relationship with Brock Lesnar as Lesnar fights in UFC. When the contract's up, I'm sure Dana White will make, you know, throw a, you know, proposition or a, you know, contract deal that's hard to refuse. But, you know, Lesnar wants to show. He wants to be the best. And, I mean, you look at UFC's heavyweight line, it's stacked.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, obviously, the UFC is it's the ultimate.
Right.
You know, that's just they are at the pinnacle. I mean, it's the UFC. But I think Bellator, the way they are, mm-hmm.
I think it all really matters is, though, how good Brock Lesnar really will be when he's at 100%, you know? Because, you know, back then, he was hurt. He was constantly injured. He was fighting with multiple injuries at times. If he's 100% and see how good he will be, can he make it up to top 10 and possibly have a title shot? And
exactly.
If he gets a title, will he leave?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that is the big thing, right. There in this case. I mean, there's a lot that, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of fallout. And it should be fun. It should be a fun, you know.
But I get why Bellator.
Next couple of months, I think.
Yeah, I see why Bellator wants Brock Lesnar on their side because.
Well, it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer.
Like you said, you want to be a little bit different or always going to be seen as a second tier.
Exactly.
You don't want that, you know?
Exactly. I mean, you have to have different promotions. I mean,
right.
it's healthy. Like, if you look at, and let's kind of go back to a couple of weeks ago, the UFC had their card mm-hmm. along with Bellator. Having their, you know, their main card, their huge card this year on free TV,
mm-hmm.
and Bellator stomped them out in the ratings. I mean, they drew very well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the event with Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner. You know, Will Brooks, Michael Chandler. I mean, Mike Richmond was on there. Muhammad King Belawal. I mean, it was
talk about a rising star though, Will Brooks. That man.
I called it.
Yeah.
I said
that man is a monster.
You were all about Chandler.
I'm a big fan. But
by the way, speaking of rising stars, Mike Richmond.
Yeah.
Mike Richmond, the guy.
That guy's, he's for real.
He is. He's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's got something going for him.
Yeah.
I think that would be
we could definitely see the next 2 years. We could see, you know, the top three in Bellator weight classes just rising, you know, being just constantly defending their belts or challenging the titleist. and where UFC, you have all these contenders and the champs, but they've been there, you know? The champs at UFC, they've been there, so you really don't know. Like, look at Anderson Silva, one down. You know, you got John Jones, you never know what will happen with him.
Yeah.
And Cain Velasquez being, you know, injured all the time. Now he's going to fight, you know, Fabricio when he comes back.
Exactly. Yeah.
You could see Bellator kind of having that, you know, that pound-for-pound title list in their weight class, where UFC is kind of like winding down on their champions. And having So it could be a face. You know, who knows?
Another face, and actually I want to bring up another face that's going to be coming up in UFC. People, I don't know if, you know, I think if you are in the MMA, you know, circle, I mean, you know, you've heard the name Paige VanZant.
Right.
And I think this girl, and John Pollock has said the same thing on his show, I think this girl is going to be a rising star. I truly think it. She was supposed to be on the Ultimate Fighter this season here. She's only 20 years
20.
Old. Yeah.
She was too young.
She's only, too young. Right. They serve alcohol in the house.
Exactly.
Or she cannot be on there. Yeah. UFC gave her a contract. She goes out there in her UFC debut, defeats Kaylin Curran.
By a knockout, right?
Via TKO, third round. Fight of the night bonus. Mm-hmm. She was on, the unfortunate part is, she was on Fight Pass.
Mm-hmm.
In the prelim. This is the same card. I mean, this was UFC Fight Night 57. So, you know, it was headlined by Frank Yeager and Cub Swanson.
Right, right.
But I think that...
That just happened last week, right?
The 22nd.
Right.
So, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I think this girl, if you've not seen her, look her up. This girl is beautiful. I mean, she is a very attractive...
Doesn't look like a fighter. Looks like a model.
She is not. She was a dancer, a cheerleader. This girl can flat throw down. And I think that the UFC has something with her that they can take advantage of. I mean, they have to take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this girl should not be on Fight Pass anymore. She should never fight on Fight Pass again. You have to get her on the TV.
And she's so young.
She's
By the time
good,
she peaks, she will be headlining.
She's good. And that's it's not like, you know, you can't just say, oh, it's just because she's attractive. No, this girl gets it done. I mean... Right. Her only loss to Tisha Torres and Invicta in 2013.
Right.
You know, I mean, she lost in a unanimous decision. I mean, you know, 30-27 in all rounds. But still, I mean, she says it was a fluke loss. So she wants to, I mean, Tisha Torres is on tough 20 right now. She wants to avenge that loss to Tisha Torres. How great would that be? There you go. There's some headlines right there. I mean, you got some stories coming up here, you know.
But the thing is, this is how I see it. Unless Rousey retires, I don't think anybody will take that belt from her.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, I just think that, you know, you have a chance here to, you know, to really take advantage of a girl who is, you know, she's only 20 years old,
right,
extremely young. She's got a long way to go.
Right.
She's got a long career.
Speaking of Rousey, you know, she's fighting Kat Zingano.
Exactly.
Two undefeated fighters.
I mean, so you, this right here, a girl like this, and you take advantage of Ronda Rousey, too. I mean, Ronda Rousey, obviously, you know, you have that following with Rousey, but more can be done, I think. I think you can really take advantage of some of these girls who are, you know, they're attractive females. I think you can really use that to your advantage, you know. Because they're good fighters, and that's just what it comes down to. I want to see, I don't care what a girl looks like, if she goes out there and throws down just as well as everyone else does, that's what it's all about.
Right.
And I'm not watching Miss America. I'm here to watch UFC, you know, or Bellator and Invicta or whatever. I'm there to watch a fight, not a beauty contest or anything like that.
But it doesn't hurt his eye, can
it? It does not hurt it at all.
Exactly.
Keep an eye out for that name, Paige VanZant. I'm telling you what, this girl's going to be a standout. And especially if Dana White knows what he's doing, he'll, which I have full confidence Dana White knows what he's doing.
Hey, especially if, you know, if Dana decides that, hey, you know what, she deserves to be in a main event, puts her up against one of the TUF fighters and see how she does it, then they will prove that, you know what, she deserves to be that, you know.
I mean, she got Fight of the Night bonus.
Exactly.
I mean, Fight of the Night in her UFC debut.
That's impressive.
And that was on a card that was extremely good. I mean, I thought that was a really good card. So well done to Paige. I've reached out to her actually to try and get her on the show, try and interview her. We're going to keep working on that. There's a couple other, names out there that we're trying to get on the show. But Well, let's move on to our preview of the UFC 181 coming up this this Saturday at the Mandalay Bay Events Center in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
December 6th. Preliminary card. UFC Fight Pass, 7 p.m. It's going to start off with Clay Collard and Alex White. And this, who you got in this one?
Alex White.
You got Alex White?
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that one. I think...
And I'm going straight with you. I'm going to be straight with you. I'm just going with the record. 9-1. He's on a hot streak.
I was going to say, I mean, if you look at him, you know, featherweight, you know, he's 26 years old.
He's pretty tall, too. These guys are tall.
I mean, 6 foot, man. I mean, that's 6 foot, 145. I mean, he's going up against Collard. He's 12-4. You know, this should be a good one, I think. It's going to be a, you know, I think it'll be good. But, you know, White's only loss is to Lucas Martins.
Wow.
That was earlier in July.
If you look at this card, it's stacked.
Lost, I mean,
from top to bottom. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's a great card. I mean, it's another great card. It's, yeah. I mean, it's just typical. You know, now that I think – I think they're kind of starting to get it to where you can't just overload everything.
Right.
You know, you kind of scale back and see what happens.
But this is the last pay-per-view of the year. Everybody's been winning for this.
Oh, exactly.
Everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Naturally.
We haven't seen, you know, Hendricks fight in so long. You know, everybody's curious. Is he gonna be staying in shape, or, you know, is Lawler just gonna stomp him out? We all know Hendricks can hit, so.
Oh yeah.
And we got a lot of other fighters in this, you know, that I want to see. So I'm probably gonna watch the whole thing from 7 o'clock till whatever.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right, that works. Well, next fight is Matt Hubar and Sergio Pettis. Obviously, Pettis is
the famous.
Yeah.
Anthony Pettis, the little brother.
Yeah. He's going up. He's 10-0, taking on Matt Hubar. No record overall, but
I'm taking Sergio Pettis.
I was going to say, I mean, to me, it's not a no-brainer, but I think if you look at Pettis, I mean, I just think he's, I just think he's got it, and
he's got the same blood as the Showtime.
I mean, hey, it's, you know, hey, I mean, his. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be good. It'll be good to see Pettis and see what he does. And this, I got pop-ups, all kinds of crap popping up on my computer.
Hey, if he's got the same style, same heart as Anthony Pettis, I will never doubt him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to agree. Let's move up to the preliminary card. So we both have White and Pettis in on the Fight Pass part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the preliminary card starts on Fox Sports. Fox Sports 1 at 8 o'clock. And actually, I'm going to look here to see something here. Okay, we didn't get it. We were trying to get Steve Hollowell from Cincinnati Boxing Weekly on the show, but he had some things he was kind of busy with. So I was just checking to see if he was, you know, if he'd emailed me his picks or anything like that. But next event or next fight to start off the preliminary card is Ashley Evans Smith taking on Raquel Pennington.
I'm dying to see this fight. I really want to see this fight.
It should be a good one. I can. I don't know.
If you guys watch the Ultimate Fighter,
I don't know what that. I don't know. I'm kind of
Raquel Pennington. Man, she was just ruthless. You know, in training.
That's what I'm going with.
She's one of those fighters you see training, and you will be like, wow, she could be a professional boxer.
She's shorter and weighs less than Ashley Evans Smith.
She hits like a guy. Like her stance, everything. She throws like. But I've noticed though she holds back a little bit when she fights. She does tend to be less aggressive than when she's training. So if she brushed that off and fights like how she trains, she could be in the top 10 of her weight class. That's how I see it. I mean, when I saw that show first time, I was like, Raquel could be top 3 of that, you know, whole show. But then, you know, she has some fights where I was like, well, she doesn't fight like how she trains. You know, she's one of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, if she... She's 4-4, so...
Her last fight was against Jessica Andrade.
Mm-hmm.
Lost via split decision. So, I mean, that was the last Hendricks-Lawler event back in March, so...
Oh, it was March? Okay.
Yeah, March 15th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put money on Raquel Pennington.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Ashley Evans Smith. I think the...
Undefeated?
I think the height and reach advantage, I think that'll get her. You know, it'll be interesting. I mean, she is, you know, she did take this fight on short notice because this was supposed to be Holly Holm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she, you know, ended up being injured.
Well, in that case, I'm going to say Raquel Pennington's going to knock her out.
Dang.
She's going to catch her and knock her out. Because I know Raquel can throw. Like, she, if you've seen her punch, you'd be like, holy crap. This girl is not messing around. She's going there to knock people out. That's her forte, you know, stand up. So, since that girl took that on a short notice, don't hate on me, Ashley. I'm going to take Raquel by a knockout.
There we go. It works. Yeah. We'll go with that. Next fight we got going up is Corey Anderson and Justin Jones. This should be the second fight on the
prelim.
On the preliminary card.
Two newcomers. All right. Okay. This is going to be another coin toss for me. I'm going to go with Corey Anderson. Height advantage.
Big time height advantage.
Yeah.
Justin Jones only 5'11". Corey Anderson 6'3". I mean, that's
a big guy.
Yeah, that's quite the the advantage, I guess. Yeah.
What weight class are they fighting?
185.
Wow.
Light heavyweight.
It's a big guy for light heavy. Oh, that is a big guy.
That's kind of a terrifying, you know, prospect to see.
Who do you have? Who do you like in this fight?
Corey Anderson. Yeah, okay. I think overall, I mean, Corey Anderson, his last fight, defeated Matt Van Buren on the Ultimate Fighter 19 finale via TKO and punches in the first round. So that was back in July, July 6th. I think it's going to be a good one. This is going to be a good challenge for Corey Anderson. So, you know, it'll be.
Dude, I'm looking at every single fight here, and I'm just so excited. This next fight coming up. After that, we got the California kid. This is going to be exciting.
Well, the problem is Corey Anderson has gotten he's gotten basically three different opponents for this card.
Oh,
I was originally supposed to be Gian Vellante, but then Jonathan Wilson stepped in on 2 weeks' notice to replace Vellante at this event, and then now it's, you know, Justin Jones. I think he, you know,
I hope he's ready.
That's the thing. I mean,
man,
if you look at Corey Anderson, this guy's a beast. I mean, he's an absolute beast. So I'm just gonna go Corey straight up on this one. I just think he's just going to be too much for him.
Well, he's been ready. The other guy's in a short notice, you know.
Always,
always disadvantage.
Next fight, Eddie Gordon and Josh Saman. Saman?
Yeah, I remember Josh Saman from the Ultimate Fighter as well.
Yeah.
Truth, like, you see this guy, if he was hurt in that show. So, you know, I was like, well, the way he's fighting, I don't know if I like that. But according to, you know, a lot of his trainers, whatever, like, he's a legit fighter when he's healthy.
Yeah.
But then I've never seen him healthy in a fight. And I like Ed Gordon. So I'm going to go with Ed Gordon this one.
Well, I'm going to go with Saman on this one. I was just reading a story on MMA Junkie. His girlfriend passed away. And he's taking the guilt and the grief to UFC 181. This was just posted the other day. On MMA Junkie.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, kind of reading about it, I mean, it was just kind of one of those things to where, you know, he knew something was wrong with when his girlfriend basically stopped texting or stopped answering his texts. And she was, it looks like, you know, well, she was killed and she was texting while driving. She was killed in a car accident.
Jeez.
His blood, yeah. So, and that's something that he stated that, you know, he's got the guilt for because he was texting her.
That's why I never text and drive. That's a fact. I do not text and drive.
I'm guilty of that a couple times, and I need to stop.
One of my pet peeves, too, when I'm driving with somebody and they're texting, I tell them, you got to talk that out or, you know, get me off this car.
What about recording a podcast while driving?
Hey, that's different. You're not looking at because we're recording voices. That's different. Your eyes are free. Your hands are free.
That's true. I did see, I mean, I was into it on that day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man.
That was a good one.
We were double-A'ing a couple times, but.
Thank God the state trooper didn't see that. Regardless, though, I think he's got a lot, and he's got a lot on his shoulders in this one, and I just think it's going to be
one. I don't know if that's going to help, though, you know? Because mindset, mentality is such a big deal.
But Eddie Truck Gordon, that guy's a beast.
Yeah.
I just sounded like Kirk there. Oh, God. I just sounded like Kirk.
I was like, whoa.
My God, that guy's just a beast. So, I don't know. This is a tough one because I really like Eddie Gordon.
I feel bad for Josh Simon. That's a terrible story.
That's what I think. I just think with that on, you know, I just think he's going to bring that little bit extra and make a statement.
It could go either way.
You know,
it could be the vengeance factor, the extra heart.
Yeah.
Or it could be, you know, mind being clogged and not, you know, thinking straight. But let's just hope that he, you know, stays with his strategy and show a show.
Yeah, but
show a show.
Eddie Truck Gordon, that guy.
His name's Truck, for God's sake.
I know. If your name's Truck,
Eddie Semi Gordon.
Next fight is the one that I'm kind of bummed it's on the prelims because I'm a huge fan. Uriah Faber and Francisco Rivera.
You know, he puts out a, you know, if Uriah Faber knocks this guy out, he'll be back on main card. He'll be back on a title shot talk. I mean, he did have his shot twice against Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
He's been there, you know. He has his experience. He has a skill set.
I love Uriah Faber.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's been unfortunate. You know, he fights everybody at their best.
Oh, I know.
And, that's why a lot of fans love this guy. You know, he will never back down. He's one of those, he'll take that fight. You know, he's like, hey.
Oh, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was so bummed. I'm bummed when he loses.
This guy's all class act too. You know?
Yeah,
great sportsmanship.
Oh yeah, he's fantastic. Who you got in this one? I think
I'm gonna go Uriah Faber.
I think so too.
I think he's gonna destroy this guy personally. It's gonna be a TKO like first or second round. He's gonna take him down and just beat the crap out of him. Once again, you know, no bad feelings for this guy.
I mean, Rivera does have the height advantage. I mean, overall, I mean he. I don't know.
But Uriah Faber's got long reach.
He does.
Deceptive, yes.
And he's, I think that he's just overall.
Very athlete.
Yeah.
You know? Look at this guy. He doesn't even look 145. He looks like he's at 200.
He's a beast, man.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I love Uriah Faber. I love him.
Now, is he going to rock the cornrow?
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Like, you have, I mean, it's just, I'd do it if I could pull it off. But, I mean, obviously I can't.
Well, you could ponytail like Benson Henderson.
I think I'm losing my hair, man. I'm starting to go bald.
That's all right. Yeah. You shave it. You got a nice dome. So
you like
right.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. You got the Joe Rogan dome. You'd be fine.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Wish I was just as jacked as Joe Rogan is. I'm just fat. But
you're kind of like Dana White right now, but... But you could get there, you know?
I could get there. Yeah. It'll take some time. But... Well, let's get to, I mean, so we both have Faber in that one. It sounds like, okay. Yeah. Let's head to the main card. This one is, there's a lot of names on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Ferguson and Abel Trillo to start off the main card. The main card. This show, I think, should be a pretty good fight as well.
I think we both had Tony Ferguson in his last fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to go with it again.
Because he defeated Jamie Varner.
Yep.
And that one, that was...
I remember that. We had actually a podcast about this one, too.
That was back in February.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Hinnan Brow Uriah Faber card. I'm going to go with Ferguson on this one. I just think that, you know... I just think he's going to... He's too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's got the height advantage. We'll see. I mean, there's really...
I don't know much about Abel Trujillo, so that's why... Yeah, I've seen Tony Ferguson fight.
I think, I haven't seen too much of... You know, I've seen more of Tony Ferguson,
right.
Let's put it that way. This should be a good lightweight fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm kind of lost at words on this one, actually.
Well, lightweight, you know, in self, like 155 right now... You know, people keep going down and up on 145 and 155. In between that, you know, you see Frankie Edgar going back and forth. We saw that happen. And, you know, Benson Henderson losing to Anthony Pettis. We don't exactly know where he is. But anybody who puts out a show, you know, puts on a show and knock people out could have that, you know, the title talk, that top five. So we'll see how Tony Ferguson puts the show, you know. I expect him to dominate, and if he does happen to knock him out, I could see people talking about him getting, you know, possibly a title shot in two or three fights. So,
yeah. I think I can see that.
You know, I think what they want to look at is it takes more than just you know, a punch or pure wrestling. You know, they want to see a diverse style. They want to see aggressiveness. You know, I think that's what something Benson Henderson lacked. You know, I mean, he was a great athlete. He's a great athlete. He's a great wrestler. I know that. He's a great fighter. But every time I watch him, for some reason, I feel like there's like 10% less of what I want to see. You know, I want to see more aggressiveness because he has that.
You
he
expect has more.
Yeah. If he wanted to, he can just start trucking people. You know, he could tackle people down, just go all out, you know?
Definitely.
Don't hold anything back.
Because, definitely.
I mean, fighters, the worst thing I'm. Can happen, obviously, getting knocked out is nothing more embarrassing and, you know, devastating than that. And that's why people, I think, especially in the big fights, title fights, they don't want to see anything happen. But that's why I love, like we've discussed before, that's why we love Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler. It's going to be a brawl. It's going to be a bloodbath.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Better than the last fight. I can promise that.
I can. I'll be willing to bet that. And that was a great fight, though,
too. Yeah, it was.
We'll see.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to the next card, our next fight. Todd Duffy and Anthony Hamilton. We got a heavyweight fight here.
This was a tough decision. I don't know how to go with this one. What about you? Go first.
I'm going.
I just read about Todd Duffy's story. It's a great story.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Anthony Hamilton.
He's a big dude.
He is. I mean,
he's a big guy. 6'5", 265.
When your nickname's a freight train, one that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I kind of.
This is the first fight back for Todd Duffy. He's been out.
He's been out since 2012. So
the last time he fought was he got knocked out by Alistair Overeem, K1 in Japan. So he's coming out of a knockout, and. I just don't know.
So he actually beat Philip DeVries, 2012.
WSOP?
No, UFC 155.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So it's not according to MMAJunkie.com.
So this is not his first fight back. He has...
No.
Okay.
Technically, it is his first fight back. It's just a couple years later. That's all.
I see.
I'm going Hamilton. I think Anthony Hamilton. I just think he's, overall... You know, his last fight, he defeated Ruan Potts, via TKO. You know, he's already fought twice, though, or three times already in 2014. That's getting it done. I mean...
Yeah, that's getting there. Also, that's taking some damage, too.
It is. And he actually fought on... He fought UFC Fight Night, and that was Swanson and Stevens, back in June. And then fights a little over 2 months later in UFC 177, TJ Dillashaw. That card, UFC 177, Dillashaw Soto, where he defeated Ruan Potts via punches in the second round. So, I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Hamilton on this one.
That's what I'm doing.
The aggressor of this fight.
Yeah, I'm going Hamilton. Hamilton's my choice.
Looks like he's on a hot streak, yeah.
Yeah. He's a little more fresh going into it. Next fight, Travis Brown and Brendan Schaub.
Man, they got some good heavyweight fights, in this card.
I love Travis Brown, though.
Yeah, me too. I'm going with Travis Brown.
I love Travis Brown. 16-2-1. Yeah. He's coming off his loss to Fabricio Werdum, where he lost unanimous decision. That was back in April. So, I mean, he's got a little, he's got that bad taste in his mouth from that loss.
Yeah, he wants to bounce back.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Brendan Schaub. I've never really been a fan of his fighting style. So I'm going to go with Travis Brown.
I am too.
He's... KO or TKO within two rounds. Because I know Travis Brown hits really hard.
I really do like
him. I was told that he's one of those hardest hitters in this heavyweights, I guess. Top five.
I mean, Travis Brown's bigger. He's a much bigger guy. He's got the height advantage, Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good one. I really do think it's gonna be a good one. But I'm picking Travis Brown as well. Plus, I got a son named Travis, so I kinda
there you go. Well, the thing is,
can't go away with that,
Brendan Schaub, he might pull off like a Muay Thai clinch and he does that. But if Travis Brown keeps the distance and just pound away, he will take this easily.
Oh yeah. I would have to agree.
It's where the close range, if Brendan Schaub decides to put him against the cage and make it uncomfortable and tire him out.
Yeah.
Second, third round, you never know. But if Travis Brown fights, and keeping a distance, use a jab, tuck his chin, hey, I could see a knockout in two rounds.
Hey, so, I'd be for that. I like
it. It'd be a very exciting,
I love the heavyweight fights. Yeah.
Never know what could happen.
Oh, I know. Just big guys just going out there and just throwing it.
Oh, the nose could knock you out, really.
Exactly.
This guy's arm weighs 100 pounds.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the first title fight.
All right.
Anthony Pettis and Gilbert Melendez.
El Nino against Showtime.
Who you got in this
one? Man, you know, I've been a fan of Anthony Pettis ever since he fought Strikeforce. I'm going to go to Anthony Pettis on this one. I hope he puts on a show like he always does. You know, his style of fighting is my favorite of any fighters in that weight class, straight up. I know they got some talents. Some people leave and, you know, come back, whatever. But for his size at 5'10", 155, man, he moves and he throws like he's at 135. He's very fast.
He's very quick, yeah.
And he's deceptive when he fights, too. You know, I mean, you've seen the highlights.
Yeah.
You know, jumping against the cage to kick Benson Henderson in the face. I mean, that's one of my favorite kicks of all time.
I mean,
that's like straight out of like a Hong Kong movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like an action movie, like a Jackie Chan would do, you know? So, I'm going with Anthony Pettis. What about you?
Same. I think this is going to be a great fight. I think Gilbert Melendez is I think he's a great opponent here for Anthony Pettis.
He's going to try to wrestle. You know, he's going to get frustrated and he's going to try to wrestle. So it's going to test Anthony Pettis' defense. I'm curious to see that, actually. He did well against, you know, Benson Henderson. So.
See, Pettis has done something that Melendez hasn't, that's beat Benson Henderson. So,
right.
I mean, I know. I think it's going to be a great fight in this. You know, I'm going Anthony Pettis, I think. I just think that I think that's going to be the way it's going to go.
I agree.
Now the one that we are all waiting for, Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler, the rematch for the title. Man. I love both guys. I can't go wrong with either or.
I mean, if you're a smart guy, you would probably go with Robbie Lawler, just the fact that he's been in, you know, shape and fighting. But my heart tells me, because I'm such a big fan of Johnny Hendricks, I have to go with Johnny Hendricks. You know,
I'm a fan of them both, but something about
that's
Robbie
a tough
Lawler.
One because you like them both.
I like them both. I'm going Robbie Lawler, and I think a lot of people that I've seen have also picked Robbie Lawler as well. This is gonna be a good one. I think this has the potential to go all five.
Because if it goes all five, I think Robbie Lawler has so much more advantage. You know,
I think
fourth and fifth, especially. You know where. You know, normal fights are three rounds. This is a title fight. Johnny Hendricks, you've seen the last fight he had, the fourth and fifth. He struggled.
Yeah.
He got beaten up pretty badly. He dominates the first two rounds. Johnny Hendricks, you know, he comes out swinging. So, I'm rooting for Johnny Hendricks. You know, hey, your biceps, you know, perfectly fine now. No more excuses. Knock this guy out. Nice out.
Hey, you know, like I said, I can't go wrong with either one because I really do like them both. You know, both are great, great welterweights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is, you know.
How do you think it will turn out, though? What style do you expect? Wrestling to just going to be stand-up?
I don't know. I can see this being more. I don't know. I really don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Obviously, it's going to be a very physical fight. You know, they're going to go.
Yeah.
Toe to toe. Probably feel each other off for the first 30 seconds, but I mean.
Is it really a feeling out process, though, in this, you think? I mean, they've.
There's a lot on those lines. I mean, this fight is really, really big for both fighters. This is a huge fight for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Whoever loses is going to be in the talk for a long time. You know, they're going to be very angry. Whoever it is. Because there's so much on the line. You know, Johnny Hendricks. He hasn't been defending that many times, you know. It hasn't been that long since GSP left the game. So,
yeah.
If it's wrestling, I give it to Johnny Hendricks, obviously. He's a champ.
Yeah.
But stand-up, I think quickness, you know, more, I guess, orthodox style-wise, Robbie Lawler, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Power, of course, I got to give to Hendricks. So that's where it comes, you know, if they come out swinging, you know, Hendricks, all it takes is a one punch, he's going to connect. And he better, you know, conserve some energy because if they go distance, Robbie Lawler is going to, you know, pick him apart.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would have to agree. Even the last fight did go all five, but it was a unanimous decision for, you know, for Johnny Hendricks. So,
I thought it was a very close fight.
Yeah.
I thought it could have been either way.
It was
I was a little surprised it was unanimous.
It was 48-47 on all on all of them.
It was just like GSP and Johnny Hendricks fight. People were shocked GSP won that fight.
Yeah.
I thought Johnny Hendricks won that fight. I mean, look at the face. GSP's face looked nothing like what he is supposed to be. I don't know who I was looking at, I mean, on TV.
Dude, he looked, I mean, he was a mess after that. An absolute mess.
I mean, no wonder why he wanted to retire.
Yeah. Can't say I blame him. Man, I cannot say I blame him at all.
Yeah, I see why majority of people want to, you know, see Robbie Lawler win this fight.
I just think it's Robbie Lawler's time. It's his time. I really do. It's like I said, it's hard because I do. I like them both. I'm a big fan of Johnny Hendricks, but I'm also a big fan of Robbie Lawler. So I just...
Now, if Robbie Lawler wins this fight, it's likely that Johnny Hendricks will get a rematch because he'll be 1-1, correct? Whichever fashion it is, a knockout or a split or unanimous, it's only fair to say that people want to see. They deserve a third fight.
Yeah.
If Johnny Hendricks wins, though, how do you feel about a third fight? A back-to-back-to-back for Johnny Hendricks.
You know...
Let's say Johnny Hendricks wins by a split or unanimous like the last time, but it wasn't as impressive as we wanted to see. Do you think we can expect a third fight sometime next year?
I think you probably could.
Why not, right?
Let's see. Let's look here. Looking here at the rankings. Let's see if we can find out exactly what all the updated rankings are. Rory McDonald is currently ranked here. I'll turn the
computer. Yeah.
You got Lawler, McDonald, Woodley. Tyron Woodley, Carlos Condit, Matt Brown, Hector Lombard, Kelvin Gastelum.
Carlos Condit's coming off the ACL injury. He had a knee injury, remember, in the fight, in the middle of the fight. Matt Brown, he lost Robbie Lawler,
Yeah.
You can't deny that. Kelvin Gastelum, I remember him from Ultimate Fighter. This guy is a pure wrestler.
I'm trying to think. Would you have a rematch on this one? I think you kind of have to. I mean, if it's, or do you give someone else a shot on this?
Well, that's a tough one because Rory McDonald, he's been around, but that's a tough one because Rory McDonald's, he dominated that fight. I think he should fight Matt Brown.
Yeah.
To see if he can actually go toe to toe with a guy who wants to go toe to toe. Because Matt Brown has great jiu-jitsu. So if Rory McDonald decides to take him down, he might be disadvantaged. But if they go toe-to-toe, let's see if you can actually knock out a guy who's never been knocked out.
Matt Brown, dude, that guy, you can hit him with a truck and he's getting up. That guy, he's a beast. And he's local. He's local, just outside
because of Cincinnati. If you don't give Robbie Lawler another rematch if he loses, let's say...
If Lawler loses to Hendricks, I think his chances are done.
Yeah.
But if he wins, then it's kind of like, well, you kind of have to, but then...
It's like, hey, let's see. If Lawler loses and then he fights McDonald's and he wins decisively, who else can he fight in that weight class?
That's the thing.
He's got to get Johnny Hendricks again. It's like this. If Uriah Faber wins next three fights by a knockout, Jose Aldo should be on the line. Of talk. That's how I see it. They fought twice and he lost twice, but that's the game. You have to see how their fight has been the past few, and if they deserve it.
Yeah, you're right, Faber. He's third ranked in bantamweights, according to UFC.
But he's fighting 145 at featherweight. So that's the thing. He can go back and forth. Cub Swanson just lost decisively. He got choked out. Conor McGregor probably wants a title shot.
He keeps saying that, but
he's going to fight Dennis Seaver.
Yeah.
Dennis Seaver's like 50. Man, I'm not doubting his skills, though. That guy's a monster.
I was going to say, you tell him that.
Yeah. Have you seen this guy's arms?
Oh, yeah.
This guy looks like he's heavyweight. Yeah. Waist up. But, hey, he's fighting Dennis Seaver, who's been around forever.
Yeah.
So I think it's just kind of like a testament. Hey, can you handle this veteran who also hits really hard?
Yeah.
Because Seaver's not going to back down.
I think that you have... I think if Hendricks wins, if Hendricks wins, Lawler's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think,
for at least a few fights.
See how everything kind of plays out. Yeah. But if Lawler wins, then I think you get one more title defense against someone else. And then Hendricks again. I think that that's...
I think it's going to be Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez story, kind of. When if Lawler wins, Johnny Hendricks will get a rematch right away. That's how I see it.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, if Johnny Hendricks wins, I think Rory McDonald's going to get a title shot.
You're probably right. Yeah. You're probably right.
I remember watching Rory McDonald, too. This guy, he's roommate. He's fighting out of Canada. He's from America, but he's fighting out of Canada. His roommate was on Ultimate Fighter.
Huh.
Yeah. He wasn't as good as... I think his name was Mike Ritchie. You might have heard of his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he's one weight class above Rory McDonald, maybe. At 185. But, yeah, Mike Ritchie got his... he's got his butt whooped. But Rory McDonald, I remember watching him. I'm like, man, this guy is so much better than his roommate. Why isn't he on the show? Now we know why.
Exactly.
He didn't need to be on that show.
Yeah.
He might get the title shot next. We'll see.
Good. Very well good. Well, that's pretty much it. It looks like for a stacked 181 card.
I
struggled today, man. I did another podcast earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did one with my buddy, the Coach Scott Hicks show.
When?
Earlier today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like in the morning?
Around
before
lunch.
Work? Oh.
It was at lunch.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. You're running like three jobs?
Yeah. Three freaking jobs here, man.
So, remember the last fight we watched?
I'm struggling.
Tim Kennedy, the whole stool incident.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's been like a lot of talk going on. Chael Sonnen calling him out saying that stop being so bitter.
I love Chael
Sonnen. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, man, you're so... Tim Kennedy is an American hero. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
But he's saying you're not acting like a hero. Chael's like calling him out saying, hey, you're being a little, B.I., blah, blah, blah. Stop being a little baby. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like, what was this guy's name? Yul something? The guy who fought, who just won.
Romero?
Yeah, Romero. That's it. That's his name. I don't know why ref didn't count that, He should have gave him 2-3 seconds. Like, hey, 1, 2, 3, you're out. They didn't. They just let him sit there. When the ring actually,
Yeah, I can't argue that,
so,
one, man.
I don't know why people are hating on Tim Kennedy. He has every right to be bitter. Because at that weight class, if you've seen Romero fight, you could tell this guy can knock anybody out. You give him an extra edge. It's like saying, hey, you get knocked down, you're dazed, you're confused, you can't really see straight. You're a little bit out, but not fully out. And you don't let the other guy finish that fight. You let him give him like extra 5 seconds to recover. And then fight again. And the other guy comes back up and knocks the other guy and give that guy a win. That's how I see it happen. Because around before that incident, Tim Kennedy dominated. He looked really good. You gave him that extra 5 seconds. Yul Romero comes back. He knocks him out. I was shocked. I could not believe my eyes. What is happening?
We were stunned by that one.
I was very stunned.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I still can't forget it.
I know.
I've never seen that happen ever in MMA, where a guy gets extra 30 seconds, or it wasn't 30 seconds, it was probably extra 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was forever.
It did seem like forever.
Because Tim Kennedy was standing around like, what's going on? Yeah, let's go. And was it Herb Dean, the ref?
Was it Herb? That sounds about right.
I think it was Herb Dean.
I was sitting there right there next to him when it happened. I'm trying to think
he just looked at him like, what are you doing? And then he took that chair away, remember?
Yeah.
He's like, he was really angry with that.
Because we were kind of like, you got to be kidding me. Come on. I think it was.
Because we're saying, he's giving up. He's done. He's quitting.
Let's see. Let me look it up here.
And then they let him go, and he knocks him, finish him. I'm like, what? Was that a strategy? Was he trying to act like he was tired and he's done? And then come back and surprise him?
Let's see. Trying to find out who the
referee was.
Yeah.
Type referee.
Oh, I guess I could have done that. Oh, we can just look here at the full fight.
Yeah, if I was a teammate and if I was Tim Kennedy.
Oh, Big John McCarthy.
Oh, that was his first back, right? First
back
fight back in Las Vegas.
Man, we didn't.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Not
for
a good
him.
Way to start.
Oh, my God. He may never come back to Vegas. Jesus.
Yeah, I wasn't a good start there. Yeah. I do. That was crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. Well, I think that's about it for the show, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had, man, I had a rough day. My podcast abilities today have been
It's been a long day.
I've been exhausted this week, man. I tell you what. Whew.
You know, Kirk comes back to the, you know, back from vacation, he drains the energy out of you. It's like a leech.
It's an energy sucking leech.
Yeah.
You hear that, Kirk? You're an energy sucking leech.
God. It's not she at Shea.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh, Kirk and his Nashville Predators now that he's a big fan of. Good Lord.
No, is it Tristan, not Tristan.
Tristan Thompson. Yeah. Oh, good. All right. We'll have to have Kirk on again here soon.
Yeah, hopefully soon, you know.
Yeah, he's going to get back in the fray.
Before the college football starts, the playoffs.
Yes. I do want to have, like I said, there are some other podcasts, you know, we've talked about, you know, doing. I know that we want to get, I had spoken with Bobby Reagan to have him come on for college basketball. Mm. You know, he covers UK. The Kentucky Wildcats. So I know we want to get something set up with him coming up here, hopefully before the end of the year. Got to talk about college football. Well, I guess once the rankings come out, we'll get a roundtable kind of discussion on that. Want to discuss NFL.
After the championship week, you know, it should be set in stone. Let's pick a winner.
I agree. I think we should actually. You know what? That's what we should do. Maybe next week we can look at possible bowl podcast or something like that.
I like that.
Where we get the rankings and everything. Absolutely. So I'm trying to think, that's pretty much, I think that's all I got.
All right.
You can follow us on, as I'm choking here, you can follow us on Twitter at FTI Combat Sports. I'm also on Twitter at I am Chris Asbrock. So check us out on there. We are on Podomatic, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. So make sure you guys get on there and, rate us, comment, whatever. You can also check us out. On the discussion board we have, there's been a lot of activity on there. Trying to drive more traffic with, some pro wrestling and MMA talk.
Yeah, please, Bill Collins.
We have.
Write us up, complain. I don't care.
Yeah, don't bother me. It's the only way we're gonna get better. But yeah, sign up. It's free. So get on there. It's www.ftiradio.proboards.com. We've got stuff for our shows, our feedback on there. There's forums for football, baseball, hockey, soccer, you name it. It's on there. Sign up for free. Get on there and chat.
Absolutely, we cover everything.
You need to do the same. You signed up, you just haven't been on there. You've been doing this thing called work, and it's kind of aggravating. But overall, yeah, just, like I said, rate us. Check us out on there. Like I said, it's the only way we're going to know, what we need to improve on, everything like that. So I think that's pretty much it.
As always, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Chris. So, again, check us out, iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher Smart Radio. I just posted the Coach Scott Hicks Show previewing the upcoming hockey series against Robert Morris this weekend at Miami. So that's on there, and this bad boy should be up as well. All right. I think that's it. So with that being said, we look to be back hopefully next week with some sports podcast or something. We need to get back on here on a regular basis. With the holidays, it's kind of tough. So.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much, and we will be back soon.
All right.